Chapter 3. Signs, traffic lights, and pavement markings. Traffic control devices include traffic signals, signs, and pavement markings. These devices are necessary to regulate and control traffic. You must be able to recognize them immediately, and in the case of regulatory signs, obey them. Traffic control also can be provided by law enforcement, highway personnel, or school crossing guards. You must obey directions from these persons. Traffic signs. A sign's shape can tell you something about what it means before you are close enough to read it. You must know the following shapes and what they mean. If you are familiar with the shape and color of the signs and their use, you will know that you should adjust your speed and driving manner before you can read the wording as you approach the signs. The octagon shape sign is used exclusively for stop signs. Slow down and come to a complete stop. The rectangle shape is used for regulatory signs, which include speed limit, school zones, parking, and loading zones. The diamond-shaped sign is used for warning and approaching hazard signs. A diamond-shaped sign that is orange in color is used in construction zones. Slow down and proceed with caution. Yellow diamond-shaped signs advise you of approaching conditions such as curves, approaching side roads, and traffic flow. The triangle-shaped sign with the point down is used exclusively for yield signs. Slow down and watch for oncoming traffic. Be prepared to stop if the traffic flow requires it. The triangle-shaped sign with the point sideways is used to indicate no passing zones. The rectangle-shaped sign with the longer dimension going horizontal is used for guide signs, some warning signs, and temporary traffic control signs. Other shaped signs are typically used for route marker signs. Understanding what the colors represent is important. Red, used for stop and yield signs, do not enter and wrong way signs means stop or do not anytime you see this color. Orange, used as background color for temporary traffic control signs means construction zone ahead. Yellow, used as background color for warning signs and school signs means caution, be alert, prepare to slow down. Black, used as background color for ONEWAY, night speed limit, and truck regulatory signs, and as the color of the wording on signs with white, yellow, orange, fluorescent pink, and fluorescent yellow-green backgrounds. White, used as background color for most regulatory signs and some route markers, and as legend color on signs with red, green, blue, brown, and black backgrounds. Blue, used as background color for traveler services, information signs, emergency evacuation route signs, and as part of interstate and some state route markers. Green, used as background color for guide and information signs, and for legend on permissive regulation and parking signs. Fluorescent yellow-green, used as background color for pedestrian, bicycle, and school warning signs. Brown, used as background color for guide and information signs related to points of recreational or cultural interest. Fluorescent pink, used as background color for incident management signs such as hurricane or a road closure due to a crash. Traffic signs tell you about traffic rules, hazards, roadway location, roadway directions, and the location of roadway services. The shape, color, symbols, and words of these signs give clues to the type of information they provide. Warning signs. These signs tell a driver of possible danger that might be ahead, such as warning you to slow down and be prepared to stop if necessary, or a hazard or special situation on the roadway that is ahead. These signs are usually yellow with black lettering or symbols and are diamond-shaped. Some warning signs may be fluorescent yellow, such as school zones, school crossing, and pedestrian crossing. Note: the complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Regulatory signs. These signs tell you about specific laws that you must obey, such as rules for traffic direction, lane use, turning, speed, parking, and other special situations. These signs are square, rectangular, or have a special shape and are white with black, red, or green letters or symbols. Some regulatory signs have a red circle with a red slash over a symbol. These signs prohibit certain actions. Common types of regulatory signs are speed limit signs. These black and white signs indicate the maximum legal speed allowed or the minimum legal speed required. The maximum limit should be driven only in ideal driving conditions, and you must reduce your speed when weather or traffic conditions require it. For example, you should reduce your speed when the roadway is slippery, during rain, snow, icy conditions, foggy conditions, and anytime it is difficult to see the roadway clearly. Some high-speed roads have minimum speed limits, and you are legally required to travel at least this fast so as not to be a hazard to other drivers. School speed limit when flashing sign. This sign is posted before a school to indicate a reduced speed limit in a school zone. The speed limit is required only when flashing. Otherwise, obey the roadway's speed limit. Lane use control signs. These black and white signs tell you where you can go, where you can turn, and often use an arrow symbol. These signs can be located on the side of the road or hanging over the lane of travel. Sometimes arrows may be painted on the road as a supplement to the signs. Stop sign. A stop sign has 8 sides and is red with white letters. You must stop behind the stop line or crosswalk, if one is present. Look for crossing vehicles and pedestrians in all directions and yield the right of way. When it is safe to do so, you may enter the intersection. A 4-way sign may be added to the stop sign at intersections where all approaching traffic has a stop sign. You may also see 3-way, 5-way or all-way signs. Yield sign. A yield sign is a red and white downward-pointing triangle with red letters. It means you must slow down and allow traffic that has the right of way to cross before entering. Shared center lane left turn only. This sign tells you where a lane is reserved for the use of left-turning vehicles from either direction and is not to be used for through traffic or passing other vehicles. No turn on red. When you see this sign posted, it means that you may not turn right or left during the red light. You must wait for the traffic signal to turn green before turning. Stop here on red. This sign tells you where you must stop if the traffic light is red. If there is not a no turn on red sign at the traffic light, after stopping at the stop line and checking for traffic and pedestrians, you may turn right on red. Do not block intersection. This sign tells you not to stop, stand or park at any time in the intersection. You must not enter an intersection if traffic conditions do not permit you to clear the intersection completely. You must not block traffic entering into the intersection from any other direction. Left turn yield on green. This sign tells you that a left turn is permitted, but you must yield to oncoming traffic. One-way street. These signs tell you that traffic flows only in the direction of the arrow. Do not turn in the opposite direction of the arrow. Never drive the wrong way on a one-way street. Do not pass. This sign tells you where you cannot pass another vehicle. Passing areas are based on how far you can see ahead. They consider unseen hazards such as hills and curves, intersections, driveways, and other places a vehicle or pedestrian may enter the roadway. Pass with care. This sign tells you that you are at the end of a no-passing zone. You may pass only when it is safe to do so. Keep right. These signs indicate when traffic must stay to the right of a roadway feature or obstruction, such as an upcoming median, island, or lane divider. Slower traffic, keep right. This sign is posted on a multi-lane highway for those driving slower than the normal speed of traffic. It tells the slow driver to stay in the right lane. Do not enter. A square sign with a white horizontal line inside a red circle means you cannot enter. This sign is visible at roadway openings that you may not enter, such as exit ramps where you would be going in the wrong direction, in crossovers on divided roadways, and at numerous locations on one-way streets. Wrong way. This sign tells you that your vehicle is moving in the wrong direction. You will see this sign on expressway ramps a short distance past the Do Not Enter sign. You also will see this sign if you turn the wrong way onto a one-way street, alley, or driveway. Highway evacuation route. This highway is an emergency evacuation route. Guide signs. These signs are square and rectangular and are green, brown, or blue. They give information on intersecting roads, help direct you to cities and towns, and show points of interest along the highway. Guide signs can also help you find hospitals, service stations, restaurants, and hotels. Common types of guide signs are destination signs. These green or brown signs are square or rectangular shaped with white lettering or symbols. They show direction and distance to various locations such as cities, airports, and state and parish, county lines. If the word exit is written on the left side of an exit sign, the exit lane or ramp is to the left, and if the word exit is written on the right side of an exit sign, the exit lane or ramp is to the right. Signs may also designate special areas such as national parks, historical areas, or museums. Service signs. These blue signs are square or rectangular shaped with white lettering or symbols. They show the location of various services such as rest areas, gas stations, hotels, or hospitals. Route number signs. The shape and color of route number signs indicate the type of roadway, interstate, U.S., state, city, county, or local road. When planning a trip, use a road map or GPS to determine the route. During the trip, follow the route signs to prevent you from getting lost in an unfamiliar area. Incident signs. These signs are temporary and let you know when you should be prepared to stop or when roadways are closed or detoured due to a road user incident, natural disaster, hazardous material spill, or other unplanned incident. These signs are fluorescent pink with black lettering. Signs in construction areas. Orange warning signs tell you that workers, machinery, and barricades are just ahead. You may need to slow down, stop, or change lanes. Construction and maintenance devices. Various traffic control devices are used in construction and maintenance work areas to direct drivers or pedestrians safely through the work zone and to provide for the safety of the highway workers. The most commonly used traffic control devices are signs, barricades, drums, and cones, tubes, flashing arrow panels, and flagpersons. Orange is the basic color for these devices. Construction and maintenance signs. Construction and maintenance signs are used to notify drivers of unusual or potentially dangerous conditions in or near work areas. Most signs in work areas are diamond-shaped. A few signs are rectangular. Flagger ahead. Indicates a flagperson is ahead to control traffic. Slow down and be prepared to stop. Workers ahead. Indicates workers are performing maintenance on the roadway. Reduce speed and adjust lane position away from workers. Low shoulder. Indicates sharp drop from the pavement edge to the shoulder. If you must leave the pavement, slow down and steer firmly. Highway work zones. Design engineers must ensure work zones are safe for both workers and motorists. Every road construction job includes plans for the protection of traffic. Engineers must decide how best to keep the traffic flowing while protecting the safety of the workers. Different traffic channeling devices such as barrels, barricades, and cones are used to guide the traffic. Reduced speed limits are set to protect the drivers and workers. In Louisiana, traffic fines are double for construction zones. Sometimes drivers can become confused in a construction area, even when it is well designed. Slower speeds allow drivers more time to make good decisions. Do not become oblivious to work zone signs when the work is long-term or widespread, and be aware that traffic patterns in work zones can change daily, including lane shifts or alternating lane closures. Channelizing devices. Barricades, vertical panels, drums, cones, and tubes are the most commonly used devices to alert drivers of unusual or potentially dangerous conditions in highway and street work areas and to guide drivers safely through the work zone. At night, they are often equipped with flashing or steady burning lights. The diagonal stripes on the barricade or vertical panel guide the driver toward the direction in which traffic should pass. Stripes sloping downward to the right mean the driver should bear to the right. Conversely, stripes sloping downward to the left mean bear to the left. Flashing arrow panels. Large flashing or sequential arrow panels may be used in work zones both day and night to guide drivers into certain traffic lanes and to inform them that part of the road or street ahead is closed. Flagpersons. Flagpersons are often provided in highway and street work zones to stop, slow down, or guide traffic safely through the area. Flagpersons wear orange vests, shirts, or jackets and use red flags or stop, slow paddles to direct the traffic through work zone. Traffic signals. Traffic signals are lights that tell you when or where you should stop and go. Traffic lights are usually at intersections and are red, yellow, and green from top to bottom, when on the same signal. There are some intersections and other locations where there are single green, yellow, or red lights. In some metropolitan areas, traffic lights are horizontal, instead of vertical, where the red light is on the left, the yellow light is in the middle and the green light is on the right. Steady green traffic light. This means you can go through the intersection if it is clear to do so. You must yield to emergency vehicles and other roadway users as required by law. If you are stopped at the intersection and the light turns green, you must allow crossing traffic to clear the intersection before you go ahead. Turning left at a steady green traffic light means you may turn but only when the intersection is clear to do so. You should always yield to the oncoming traffic flow and pedestrians. Green arrow. This means you can safely turn in the direction of the arrow, if the intersection is clear of other roadway users. When the arrow is green, oncoming or crossing traffic should yield to your turning action, but be careful of others making a right turn on red from the other side of the intersection. Be alert for signs that prohibit turns at intersections. When turning at intersections, always watch for pedestrians crossing in front or from the side of your vehicle. Steady yellow traffic light. This means the traffic light is about to change to red. You should slow down and come to a complete stop, if traffic flow to the rear allows. If you are already in the intersection when the yellow light comes on, you may continue safely through the intersection. Flashing yellow traffic light. This means slow down. Look for any traffic entering the intersection and proceed with caution. If traffic is in the intersection, stop and let the traffic pass before proceeding. Yellow arrow. This means that the green arrow is ending. You should prepare to stop and yield the right of way to oncoming traffic or pedestrians. Steady red traffic light. This means stop behind the stop line, crosswalk, or intersection until the traffic light turns green. When turning right at an intersection, if there is no sign prohibiting a right turn on a red light, you may turn after stopping and yielding to traffic and pedestrians. Some left turns may be permitted on red when moving from a one-way street onto another one-way street. You must yield to all traffic and pedestrians crossing in front or to the side of your vehicle when turning left on red, where permitted. Flashing red traffic light. This means you must stop behind a stop line, crosswalk, or intersection before entering and use the same procedure as you would at a stop sign, by coming to a complete stop, looking both ways before entering the intersection and yielding right of way. Red arrow. This means you must stop and you may not go in the direction of the arrow until the green arrow or light returns on the signal. Lane markings. Center lines. Yellow center lines are used to separate traffic in opposite directions. A single broken yellow line is used to mark the center line where there are only two lanes of traffic. You must drive to the right of the center line. When it is safe, you may cross this line to turn or pass another vehicle. Double solid yellow lines are used to mark the center of the roadway when there are four or more lanes of traffic. You may not cross these lines to pass. You may cross these lines to make a turn. A no passing line is a single solid yellow line used on two-lane roads to indicate zones where passing is prohibited. You may cross this line to make a turn. White lines separate lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. You are required to drive between these lane lines. Louisiana law states that all vehicles should travel in the right-hand lane unless preparing for a left turn, passing another vehicle, or when right-hand lanes are congested. No vehicle driven in the left-hand lane shall be driven at speeds slower than vehicles traveling to its right. Any vehicle traveling at a speed less than the normal speed of traffic shall travel in the right lane only. Single solid white lines indicate movement from lane to lane as hazardous. The wider the line, the greater the hazard. You may cross a solid white line only with great care. Single dashed white lane lines may be crossed only when you can do so safely. White edge lines are used along the right edge of the roadway. Yellow edge lines may be along the left edge of the roadway on divided streets and highways. Double solid white lines separate two lanes of traffic going in the same direction. Crossing a double solid line is prohibited. Most commonly seen on interstates. Red pavement marking or reflectors indicate a roadway that must not be entered. Railroad crossing markings are white markings painted in the traffic lane before railroad crossings. The pavement is marked with a large X and two R's. A solid yellow center line extends the entire distance to prevent passing, and a white stop line is painted across the traffic lane. Two-way left turn channelization markings are a combination of solid yellow and dashed yellow lines in the center of a roadway. The designated center lane may be used by vehicles traveling in either direction. for left turn maneuvers only. The lane must never be used for passing. Stop lines are solid white lines painted across the traffic lanes at intersections and pedestrian crosswalks, indicating the exact place at which to stop. Crosswalk lines are normally two solid white lines painted across the traffic lanes. However, diagonal or longitudinal lines are sometimes added for increased visibility. When pedestrians are in these crosswalks, they have the right of way over motor vehicles. You must stop for pedestrians in crosswalks. Crosswalks are sometimes located in the middle of the block. In this case, a pedestrian crossing sign may also be used. Directional markings are white arrows or words painted in the traffic lane to indicate the direction in which you must go. You must move only in the direction indicated by the arrow. Where arrows indicate more than one direction, you may choose any direction if you discover that you are in a lane that requires you to turn, and you wish to go straight ahead. Keep in mind, other drivers will not expect you to suddenly change lanes. Drivers behind you will not expect a sudden stop. If you stop and wait for a chance to change lanes, you are blocking traffic. You must go ahead and make the turn. Drive around the block and return to the street you want. Then continue your trip safely without creating a hazardous situation. Roundabouts. Roundabouts are circular intersections. Roundabouts reduce traffic congestion and conflicts that are often the cause of crashes at traditional intersections. In a roundabout, traffic yields to the circulation traffic,